Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Thank you. And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate y'all being here. We're here to have some fun this morning. Seth and I are going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. We got plenty more other great things like that. What was that story I wanted to touch on? Make sure. It's a viral trend that's going out about a great lock-in. We'll get into that.
Okay.
All those things coming up. But it is a Thursday, and you all know what that means. Time for the pet of the week with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. We have Denise with us right now. And Denise, you have we got to start right with the pet of the week. We got to get into that right away. How are you doing first?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Doing good.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Who do we have with us for our pet of the weeks today?
I've got a pair of brother kitties, about 4 months old. They are mostly white with some orange tabby markings, mm-hmm. named Gaston and LeFou.
Such great names.
And, and they are just as mischievous as those
yes,
two.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. I can only hold one at a time, and barely that.
Well played, Seth. Well played. They are. They look young. What, 3-4 months?
Yep. Yeah, right in there. They came to us as kittens, tiny little kittens, and the rest of their brothers and sisters have been adopted. So these guys need to find a home.
When it comes to their breed, looks pretty traditional.
Yep, absolutely. Tabby of sorts, I guess. More white than usual, but
yeah.
They're very soft and fluffy.
And I know I heard this story a long time ago about that particular, this breed of tabby and everything with the kind of almost M on their foreheads.
Yeah.
They both have almost a white stripe in between it, though, and I don't know if I've seen that very often. Very unique patterns.
Yeah, they're unique looking cats. I think that's why people overlook them. I'm not sure, but
Very.
Man, is he a handful. Woof,
yeah. They are kittens.
They are kittens.
Definitely kittens.
Yep.
These kittens have their shots and their microchips and everything.
Yep, they're chipped, vaccinated, and neutered. They're ready to go.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. I really enjoy them. They're very sweet. I got to take some pictures of them. We'll get them on social media for you, everybody, and you can check them out. Of course, you can check them out right now at swchs.com. Head on over there and bookmark that page. Mm-hmm. Denise wanted to find out, certainly, you know, this time of year, as we're getting a little bit colder out there, we like to remind everybody a couple of things, you know, keeping a lookout of your vehicles. If you park outside in the morning and you're driving, make sure to look under your vehicle.
Yep.
Some of that. Also, you know, understanding that not every animal is an outdoor animal.
True.
Now, some cats, some dogs, just not always, they don't want to be out as much.
Right, exactly. And it depends on the breed. It depends on how they were raised. And we have a great population of outside cats, working cats, feral cats, whatever the term you want to apply to them. But they love to be outside. They want to be outside. And it's hard to bring them in if they don't want to be inside.
Right.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody, as you're getting ready for work in the morning or heading to school or something like that. We know a lot more, you know, back in school session and all of
that's
that.
That's right.
Also, getting in closer and closer to holidays, and oftentimes I know that animals can be a gift and a pet and everything that as a gift. That's something that you definitely want to know your audience for. You really, 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 really
100%.
Want to make sure that this is right and not just throw, you know, just on a whim, do something like this.
Right, yeah.
I do bring this up in part. So the other day, Denise, was National Dog Day, and we went over some stats, and I just wanted to include them in our segment here, if you don't mind, because this new poll by Hillsbrand Food Company found how we get our animals, more than likely. And if you got your dog from a friend or a family member, that's how a lot of people do. 33% of dog owners got their last dog that way. Very right after that, very close after that, are shelters and shelters. So the just keeping in mind how important it is to, you know, I think start with shelters.
Yes.
If you are looking for an animal, starting with a shelter, I think, is the one place to go. Certainly, if you have allergies and situations like that, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But if you are looking for an animal, I almost guarantee you that that animal is at a shelter.
Yep, you can find something at a shelter. Cat,
that's right.
Dog, guinea pig, rabbit. it, you name it.
And I also bring this up in part because the big difference between dogs and cats with this, cats are more likely to, people are more likely to adopt a stray cat, mm-hmm. whereas they're more likely with a dog to go to a humane society or something along those lines.
Yep, absolutely. So
when we bring up cats and we have cats here today, it just made me think of the article and the stats and the importance of starting with shelters, I think. I will say, though, when it comes to cats, bringing in stray cats, you know, I don't necessarily recommend that, but I do appreciate people wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People help out in any way they can. Sometimes they don't know if it's an outside cat, but they're just looking out for the safety of the animal, and that's mm-hmm. we appreciate that, all the help we can get.
I don't want to throw a curveball at you, Denise. I didn't give you any prep for this. I apologize. But okay. If you're bringing in a stray cat, if you are going to do something like that, are there things, you know, I don't want to say tips, but things you should keep in mind?
Absolutely. We can't have cats or animals of any sort just brought in the lobby. We request that you call either our business office, 423-0505. That's during business hours. If we're not there, if it's after 6 o'clock, call our on-call phone, and we will instruct you what to do with that animal. Often we take pictures, get them out online on social media, and we can reunite that animal with the owner without it ever showing up at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So call us first.
Just a great hitter right here. I can't throw curveballs at her.
No.
I give her my curve. I give her my screwball.
She knows what she's she knows what she's doing there.
The yeah. sinker, I can't hit so much.
That's good. You guys got a great event coming up, a home run event, if I say.
Yes.
Southwood County 5K9 Walk Run with our Humane Society is coming up September 20th at Red Sands Pavilion, right at beautiful Lake Wasicha.
Yes.
This is a really fun event. How is this coming together in these last weeks leading up?
It's gaining momentum. We have a lot more registrations.
Excellent.
We're just looking for more. Go on the website and register right away, or you can register day of as well.
Excellent.
The top pledgers are going to earn some really cool prizes, like a $500 gift card from Walmart, a Kalari package, yeah. and third place has got a $100 quality seeds and feed gift card. That may be the best one. I don't know. That's a tough one to give up.
I love
there.
That
It's a great place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great place. Shout out to them. Well-behaved dogs current on rabies vaccines are welcome to attend.
Correct.
Keeping that in mind. You can pre-register if you want, you can register for this one by going to the Humane Society's website.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to do that. Otherwise, if you see one of their flyers, you can scan their QR code.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. And those should be up. Posters should be up at a lot of local businesses.
Yeah,
too.
That's right.
Also want you to know that if you're not able to ahead of time, you can. There is on-site registration.
Correct.
At 8 a.m.
Yep.
And the
awesome.
The walk will kick off at 9.
Yep. It's looking to be a good event, rain or shine. If it rains, we're still walking.
All right. Sounds good.
Really looking forward to this. I cannot wait to see how this one goes. There's going to be, and all that said, there's going to be raffles, merchandise, a bake sale, a brat fry. Come hungry. Come
all
hungry.
Kinds of right. stuff, yes.
And come support our Humane Society. And I encourage people, too, while you're there, here's a great opportunity to find out more about your Humane Society. Denise and the great staff over there are always able to answer questions or help out, especially with any gray area, anything you're unsure of.
Yes.
And maybe finding out about volunteering opportunities or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities available. So give us a call or stop down.
We encourage you as well when you're doing that to maybe bringing items if you can. We know we're always in need of wet cat food and cat litter and anything else that you could use over there.
Dog food. We're always looking for the sensitive skin, sensitive stomach food for dogs and cats. That's a high need as well as the cat litter.
Excellent. Denise, we appreciate you. Thanks so much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
We appreciate you. Hey, one more thing, public service announcement. We are closed to the public on Saturday. The floors are being redone, so we cannot be open on Saturday.
Oh, all right. Okay, good to know.
Yep.
Good to know. Thanks. And awesome to hear about the floors getting done.
Yeah, yep. That's always a good thing.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find out more about our Pet of the Week and our great friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society. You can email them, office@swchs.com. You can give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-0505. You can reach out to them on Facebook as well. Be sure to like their page and subscribe to it. Stop on by at 3621 64th Street North right here in Rapids. And, of course, bookmark that great webpage of theirs, swchs.com, swchs.com. Get on over there, register for that race. We'll meet you there. Thanks, Denise. We appreciate you.
Thank you both.
We'll talk with you again next Thursday right in this time slot. Looking forward to it. Right now, Seth and I will take a quick time out. We'll come back with more Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Hope you're having a great morning out there. Thanks for joining Seth and I here on a Thursday. Big thank you to Denise and our pets of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate her. Appreciate them joining us.
Appreciate her putting up with that. Cat was really wanting to get out and do stuff.
Yeah,
and she did a great job of hanging on to it.
That cat heard the other cats that were here and talking about all the cool things it got to do.
And they're like, why can't
wait a
I
minute.
Do that?
Hey, yeah. What's going on here? We got some entertainment news to dive into. And I've mentioned many times, top five actor of all time for me, one of my favorite actors, biggest influences, Denzel Washington.
Oh,
Denzel Washington.
Denzel. Really?
Yeah, we've been saying it wrong, everybody.
For how many years?
Long time now. We have been doing this. We've been messing this name up. And he was recently on a Seth Meyers show.
Okay.
And it's really not your fault, though. It's that we've been pronouncing it wrong.
Right.
Denzel's mother started calling him Denzel.
Oh,
yeah. So
really?
Mama Washington, more to blame for this one. We have a little bit of a clip here where he can speak for himself.
All right.
Those guys, and they were usually
bust. Did you know that there are currently four players named Denzel in the NFL?
I know.
And before your...
There's a lot of Denzels now.
There weren't that many before your first Oscar. There were zero in 1987.
And this is how you know they named themselves after me. Because, wait a minute, because my name's not pronounced Denzel. My name's pronounced Denzel.
Oh.
I'm Denzel Jr. My father's Denzel Hayes Washington Sr. I'm Denzel Hayes Washington Jr. My mother would say, Denzel, and we both show up. So she said, from now on, you're Denzel.
Well,
that's how we got pronounced Denzel.
Oh, that's smoke.
He said, you're Denzel.
So it's Denzel. Wow. Oh my gosh.
This may be the only moment in my life I get to relate to Denzel Washington.
Right.
My name in my family was the same thing. The reason I go by James is because everybody was Jim.
And my
mother got really sick. My first word is what? We're in the old apartment, and my mom is in one of the apartment, my dad is in the other.
Yeah.
And I'm in the hallway playing with toys.
Right.
And my mother's yelling, Jim, Jim. And all of a sudden they start hearing this, what? 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 And that's me. That's my first word was what?
That's all you heard was what?
It was in that moment that my mother decided that's James.
Yes.
Or Jimmy, I should say.
Yeah.
They called me Jimmy instead of Jim.
You got to do something different. Yep.
Yeah. I kind of picked James. Nobody liked it, but I picked it. But they called Jimmy from that moment on. Like after my first word was said, they would call me Jimmy from that.
But this is kind of like if your mom instead of calling you Jimmy, decided to call you like Jameis.
Right.
Or something like that. Yeah.
A little bit different. But I don't know if I'll ever forget this now. Denzel is such
his actual name is Denzel. That's a great story. Oh my gosh, that's so
really cool.
Cool.
And I apologize, Jimmy Kimmel. He was on Jimmy Kimmel show, doing the show.
Yep.
I might have been confusing to some people that's not what Seth Meyers sounds like.
But I mean, the fact that that stat that Jimmy said, four Denzels in the NFL. That means how many more Denzels are there out there?
That's pretty
There's
wild.
There's got to be a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the fact that's got to be wild to think about, you know, that you are the reason people are named that kind of thing. It's like, oh, that would blow my mind, man.
I was uncomfortable naming my son James, keeping up the family tradition for a fifth decade.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine people doing that. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Wild. I could imagine, though, being on Dancing with the Stars. It's maybe the one reality show I could see wanting to do. I wouldn't seek it out, but I would have a hard time turning it down. I like to dance. Mm-hmm. I like to be pushed as an artist. And I have no problem making a fool of myself. CC everything I've ever done in radio. But it's also one of those things where I think it's, you know, people that follow the show, that mm-hmm. know the show really well, will tell you that it's not always about the best dancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so there's that too.
It's about a lot of different things, but it's kind of a cool thing because it is different, I should say, than other reality shows in that sense, where a lot of these celebrities way outside their comfort zone to do this. And some of them really do a good job.
I don't like to put you on the spot with this, but I know that usually we go to our Dancing with the Stars correspondent, Beth, for these stories. I apologize to you, Beth. I'm sorry I didn't wait for you on this story. I should have. But as her partner in crime, if it is a whiz, do you watch this show too? Because we know how coupling works. We were talking about this earlier, about the positive influences. Along with that, there is also, you're going to probably watch a TV show or some form of entertainment that you would not watch on your own.
Right.
And that's both ways, man, woman, you know, in the coupling of things, it's both ways.
I would say for a successful relationship, one of the things what you really need to be honest with each other about, what kind of entertainment you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do not put on air, please, I'm begging you, just be honest about what you like and don't like, because the other person will be okay with that, okay?
Yeah.
If they're not, that's an issue. That's something you should really, you should raise your eyebrow. So we found out, Beth and I realized very early on, there's not a lot of entertainment that we share in common. we just don't. There's a few things. Yes, sure. Yes, we do. We like Star Trek. We like watching Star Trek together. Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. A few other things here and there. So I have watched Dancing with the Stars in the past. If I can avoid it, I do.
Right.
I will put that up there. It's funny. She didn't mention, she saw that the new season was opening, and she mentioned something yesterday. So she's very excited about it. But yeah.
They got some big names with this too. When it comes to that, what you're talking about there and everything, I honestly, it's one of my favorite parts of a relationship is being turned on to new music, different shows.
Right, yeah.
Now, I don't like a lot of them some of the time, and I wouldn't watch them on my own, but that's part of the point to me. I like getting different takes on things and different angles. You know, I dated a girl when the first reality, like the craze kicked off. Mm. I was dating somebody, and she was really into Project Runway.
The fashion model one.
Maybe I got it wrong. The one where they make clothes.
Is that what it? No, you're right. You're right. That it's a fashion one where they design clothes. I think you're right. Yeah,
I saw a couple. It was fascinating to me. The creativity and what it takes.
That's interesting.
You know, to work with fabric and all that stuff. I thought it was really interesting. I've never watched it since. No. But I thought
probably
it was
will you?
At the
yeah,
time.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that giving these things a chance is at least a good.
Keep
idea.
Keep an open mind. I don't want people to think that now. Yeah, you know each other's likes and dislikes. Now you're going to never watch anything. No, keep an open mind, because you never know, there might be something you like.
Well, and just as important, I think, is what you said about being able to, again, going back to being individuals in a team. Hey, you got your own shows. You're not going to like everything.
Exactly.
I'm guessing Beth doesn't sit and watch a ton of baseball with you. Or I should say old baseball with you.
She wouldn't do that. No. Yeah. But I have to say, so two examples of her with me is that, she knew I was a big baseball fan. And so she actually got into baseball because she knew I liked it. The other thing is, I'm sure before we were together, she never would have gone to a superhero movie.
Mm.
But we went to the Avengers, and then she became a fan of Marvel movies. Right. So, I mean, and like I've mentioned many times, the Hallmark movies and that kind of thing. I never would have done that if, you know, she hadn't been watching them. So
when I was thinking of sports, it wasn't, sports and women. It was more so Beth knowing the sports Beth likes.
Right, exactly.
And I didn't know that she felt that way.
That's kind of what it's kind of fun telling people who know nothing about a sport. You know,
I love it.
That's great, telling them what things are. Right. Yeah, that's fun.
To me, I have no. Yeah, I got no issue. I like answering questions like that. It's one of the few times in my life I get to feel smart. Yes. Yeah. Please give me that. Give me that. Even if you know the answers, just ask anyway. Hey, what's that thing to throw? Well, let me tell you, it's a football, and it's actually made of. And it's really interesting. The complete celebrity cast of Dancing with the Stars season 34. Wow, was announced yesterday on Good Morning America. Alfonso Ribeiro and Juliana Huff will return as co-hosts.
All right.
The new season premieres September 16th. On ABC and Disney Plus. So here is the list of the quote stars that are going to be a part of this. Jen Affleck, she is I guess one of the Mormon wives. I don't know anything I just said. I don't know anything.
I have no idea.
Said.
No.
Hillary Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's daughter, I believe.
Okay.
Olympian Jordan Chiles.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's cool. Wow.
I'm already hedging my bets towards her. I'm already hedging
being,
towards
being
her.
Being a gymnast. I mean, that helps. That's got to help.
Got to
a little bit, at least.
She's amazing, too.
Yeah,
she was awesome.
Yeah.
Former NBA All-Star Baron Davis.
Really?
I'm actually really interested in that. So one thing that Baron Davis took some heat for in his playing career, especially towards the end, was being a little pudgier for a basketball player, especially a point guard. Now, it didn't affect him. He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic. I loved watching Baron Davis. Yeah. Before Golden State went on this run, Baron Davis was over there doing some of that stuff before Steph Curry.
Right.
He could be sneaky good in this.
I'm telling you, never discount the athletes, man. They are sneaky good.
I don't know how long I will have to live to feel like a normal saying this. TikTok star. Those three words together, man. I don't know. I know it's a thing, and I have nothing. I'm not even trying to, like, you know, be old man about it or anything. Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It just feels weird. Yeah. It does. I'm with you.
Alex Earl is going to be there. Dylan Efron, he's Zach's brother and won Traitors season 3. So he's already been on a reality show.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Corey Feldman. Yeah. Yeah. The audience did get to see Seth's shocked look, but I was just as shocked when I read
Corey Feldman sighting? Wow. Yeah.
Daniel Fisher, from Boy Meets World.
Which
Danielle?
Oh, Danielle Fisher. Danielle. Oh, she played Topanga.
Sorry, Danielle. Yeah. Topanga. Right. Yeah, Topanga. That's it. Elaine Hendricks, Meredith Blake in 1998's The Parent Trap.
Okay.
Pentatonix member Scott Hoying.
Oh. Interesting. They don't really need to be boosted in any way. They're very popular.
So interesting when you see names like that. Uh-huh. More on that in a moment. Robert Irwin, his sister Bindi, won season 21 back in 2015.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of cool.
Son of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. Yeah,
the great crocodile hunter. Fifth Harmony member Lauren Jurgalu. Oh, it's an I. Jigrilly.
Oh, that's all right.
Another band that's pretty popular.
Yeah, right.
That they need this necessarily. Mm-hmm. Whitney Levitt from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Another
Secret
one of
Lives of Mormon Wives. That is just a horrible name. Man.
It rhymes, though. I guess that's,
And Andy Richter, Conan O'Brien's sidekick.
A man I've been compared to more than once in my life.
Yep.
You're like, hey, you look like Andy Richter.
And not just in looks, man. Not just in looks. You guys have very similar comedic taste and timing.
That's wild.
I am not kidding you.
I want to meet him someday. I just want to say, hey, Andy Richter.
Anybody gets a chance. If you see Andy Richter in public, of course, be respectful and all of those things. But I know this from hearing him say this in person, how much he appreciates fans.
That's
and
cool.
Appreciates people. And he would get a kick out of you, man. He would get a kick out of you.
Man.
I've mentioned before about nice people and everything. Mm-hmm. There's a different, to me, nice and putting on airs being nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm meeting a fan. I'm going to be nice, that kind of thing. Andy Richter is just Andy Richter. Mm-hmm. There is no airs. There is no being anything other than him. To the point, and nothing against him, but you kind of notice this when he quote unquote acts.
Yes.
It's kind of Andy Richter.
It is, because it's so funny. If you think back to the early days of Conan, you know, when he was the sidekick, you know, and he was, you know, overweight and all this kind of stuff, you know, the old Ed McMahon thing. And he would be just, you know, if they were just talking, he'd be just like, you know, kind of a normal person kind of thing. But then every now and then they'd have him do a skit or something. And it's like, whoa, Andy Richter. Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
He's good. Yeah. He's good.
I love him.
He's who I'm pulling for. Yeah. I want to see him go far.
That would be awesome.
I love that he's doing this.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do this. I think it's cool when people, like, there's one thing of people, you know, clawing for fame and their 15 seconds of fame or whatever. But then there's people like that and a couple of others we mentioned that I think it's just cool, and it says a lot about the show.
Yeah,
that
it sounds like they just want to do something interesting and have fun while they're doing it. Yeah, that's cool.
Still should have Tom hosting it. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Even though I don't watch it, I have no right to say that. I do think Tom Bergeron should be still.
I will say the team, from what I've seen, and it's not been a whole lot, but the team they have now is actually quite good. They're actually very good. So.
That Alfonso is incredible. Whatever
he's
does,
a great MC.
He's great at all the stuff he does. Wasn't he a dancer on the show once?
He won it. He won it right. 1 year. Right. Yes. Yeah, he did.
To my point. Yeah,
exactly.
He's good, man. He's talented. And as we get ready for our news and sports break here, and we hear a new update from Melissa and everything, we're going to talk about our newsletter in a little bit. Encourage you to sign up for that. And a reminder that our newsletter will premiere tomorrow at noon.
Yep.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Some news stories they're still working on.
Well, maybe some good economic news here. CDs and vinyl albums will not be affected by the tariffs.
Oh,
They'll be exempt because they're considered, quote, information materials. They also include cassettes, publications, films, posters, photographs, microfilm, microfiche, CD-ROMs, artworks, and newswire feeds.
All right.
75% of which nobody, you know, necessarily uses every day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll admit, I am scraping the barrel here, looking for positives here. Yes. But, I think they're important to note as much. We can't just be a negative society.
Right.
I look at this like a lot of people call the compliment sandwich. Mm-hmm. You start off compliment, critique, compliment.
Compliment, yeah.
I think that we can
There's
do
ways
both.
We can do this. Yeah, yes, exactly.
We can. You can look at some of these tariffs and look at them and see, okay, I can see exactly what that is. That's a political move that you're using people's lives for.
Right, exactly. That's all it is.
And then there are parts of it where, some of it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And some of the, some of it is logical.
I'm glad you said that because it's not, we have to be able to separate to these kinds of things, okay? That's something we have to do. We're going to have to do it every day now, all right? Mm-hmm. This is something. It's a lot more complicated than we kind of make it out to be, or the news media makes it out to be, let's be fair. The thing that I'm interested in this, are we going to see a spike?
Yeah.
In CD sales and all these all these things that you just listed, because they're already CDs were already coming back a little bit. They're on a rise.
You've mentioned this in cassettes a couple of times.
Yeah, and physical media is making a comeback mm-hmm. right now. And I wonder if this might just be another catalyst that boom, we see an explosion of CDs and other physical media. So
could be a real positive to come out of this.
Yeah,
could be.
Exactly. It'd be really interesting to see. Yeah,
definitely going
to
be following a lot of that story and mm-hmm. seeing where that goes. We will follow Melissa's news and Mike's sports and our partners here, and we'll come back and we're talking about this new viral trend, this great lock-in viral trend going on. We'll get into that and sound probably old when we come back.
And the morning show.
And those papers.
Kids.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one out there. We may be behind on this one. It's already gone viral. It's already been around, so it may be getting to the story late.
That sounds about right for us.
Yeah. Yep, just
it really
about.
Does.
Or it may be that we're, getting information to people that they did not know.
There you go.
Have you ever decided to make a healthy change in your life, but purposely held off on starting until January 1st? New Year's Eve, making those
resolutions
yeah. and everything, mm-hmm. just so you can make the resolution, and then of course bail out a month later.
Right.
Well, now you don't have to wait until New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
There is a huge, and I mean huge trend on social media right now called the Great Lock-In. The idea is similar. You commit to making a change now and carrying it through to the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be a way of, quote, fully hyper-focusing on a task, goal, or activity
mm-hmm.
across the final 100-plus days of 2025.
Okay, makes sense. Yep.
It doesn't have to be traditional resolution, quote unquote. It's just meant to be a way to shake off the summer laziness and, quote, lock in on success for the next few months.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
According to Know Your Meme, I don't know what that is. Is that a website? What is that?
I think that might be a website.
Yeah,
it is.
NKY, Know Your Meme. Wow, this is the first I've ever heard of this. I got to look what that is. According to Know Your Meme, the original Great Lock-In post started gaining steam a few weeks ago, and now a ton of people have joined, and quote, joining publicly is just a way of holding yourself accountable. So putting this out there in social media is, instead of just... What we were talking about maybe with significant
right.
other or something, mm-hmm. you're doing this to the masses.
Yep. Interesting. Wow.
Depending on your reach, it's also a way to get supporters and followers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the concept isn't totally new. People are pointing out that it's essentially a rebrand of last year's Winter Arc, 75 Hard, and several other self-improvement online, quote, challenges over the years.
Sure. Sure. Yep.
All that said, mm-hmm. We making jokes about the silliness of viral things and all that, the new planking, whatever we're talking about
sure.
here. If there's some positive to come out of it, I'll take it.
Yeah. And it's the funny thing about fads like this is it will stick with some people. It will absolutely work for them. It's just nothing is a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. We have to realize that, right?
Yes.
You know, that's why there's no magic diet plan for everybody, because mm-hmm. It's going to work for some people. It's not going to work for other people. We are individuals. You know, we've all had a very unique experience going through this life, and different things are going to work for us. But I'm sure for some people, it's going to be great. And I think they'll be like, wow, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea of this. I also note one of the things that I didn't have a chance to bring up when we were talking about the weight gaining and weight loss of you know, being with a partner that's on a weight loss or program or something along those lines, is a lot of the younger generations are pulling away from relationships, and this is another example of that to me, and where wanting that accountability from others and from strangers,
still
almost,
wanting that, yeah,
when you're not able to get it, you know, tap into it in at home or
right,
from
a
your
more intimate relationship, right?
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also you know, there's been a couple of articles that kind of made this into, well, some people just trying to get more followers or whatever. Mm-hmm. But out of those followers, there might be people who are influenced in this in a positive way.
Exactly. This is why we cannot judge social media as a whole. Just like, I mean, I think that's been a theme this morning. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of going over this. It's like, you know, yes, technology can be bad. Technology can also be good. There's ways we can use it. The technology itself is not the issue. It's how we use it. And that's always what it's going to be like. That's the issue we'll always have to deal with.
My sister was having so much trouble turning on my papa's PC, the first real computer her or I ever were on or anything like that. And she's so frustrated with it. And my papa jokes with her, you know, the computer's only as smart as the person working it, Jill.
That's right.
Yeah, the
user
like,
error, yes.
Whatever we're talking about, human beings got to take some responsibility on it. And when it comes to anything in technology, especially. AI doesn't run itself, you know.
No.
None of these things are running on their own.
No.
Here, nothing
it
like that.
It still needs the human element. You're right, absolutely.
When it comes to some of this, you got that human element of accountability in there, maybe encouragement, some of that. So I don't know. I don't see a downside to this. I do pull back on the part of the being new. That part of it, like, come on, is it not new compared to those other you know, viral trends I mentioned, but this isn't not new from the first person that gave a New Year's resolution.
Right, wow. Exactly.
This has been a thing for a long time.
It's been a very long time.
It doesn't, I this obsession with it has to be new in order for it to be like good or interesting or anything like that, that gets a little old to me. I'm all for change, I'm all for growth in those things, but there are some things that are just, you know, but hey, it's all right that we did this before.
Right, and a lot of new, quote-unquote, new things are just reworked old things, right?
Yeah.
I said it this morning on the Sunrise Show. There's nothing new under the sun, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff has been done and tried before, and maybe it's been gussied up a little bit, you know, put a little paint on it or whatever, and brought out once again. Here we go. It's new, you know?
Nothing new under the sun, but the moon is a different story.
Oh.
I like that line.
That's not in the Bible. The one line is that one, is it?
You can go to hellomagazine.com if you want to read this complete article and find out more about this. Or I suppose you can go to TikTok. Yeah, probably find out more.
You probably hear someone talking about it on TikTok, right? Yeah, there you go.
One of the other things I was looking for here is, you know, if there is a more of this than not, like a lot of people doing this that are trying to lose weight, or a lot of people that are doing this to try to build up their their endurance and racing.
Sure, yeah.
I haven't seen anything that's really locked in there. It seems like just a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah, it could be. Well, they make it vague enough, you know. It's like a goal. What is your goal, right? So it can be one thing. Maybe it can be multiple things. So yeah.
We wanted technology to bring us closer together, and it didn't really do that. Mm-hmm. We've heard a million people talk about it. You've read a billion articles about it. It's kind of divided us in some of these things and stuff. But that's early. We're so early into this process.
Still early.
We can make that happen still. Mm-hmm. We can be more connected because of technology still.
Right.
We're so early in this. We talk about it a lot, or at least I ramble about this all the time, about our country. Our country is a teenager. Mm-hmm. We're teenagers compared to the rest of the world.
Right.
America ain't that old. It's understandable that there's going to be growing pains. It's understandable that there's going to be times where it seems like the sky is falling in some of these things.
Right.
That ain't meant we'll be fine. We will be here. We're going to be here after that.
Right.
We've handled hard days before in this country.
Yes.
It's the same kind of thing there with this, where... Well,
yeah. Yeah, I'm touching on the technology angle real quick. Mm. Think about something. So we've had the internet since, what, 95? I mean, that's 30 years. My math. 30 years we've had it, like, widely available. Now, it was there for years before that, but just wasn't widely available to people. Think about this, okay? The horseless carriage, the automobile, came out basically in the 1890s. That's when it really started to be sold as a consumer product, okay? Car culture, as we know it today, did not come until about the 1950s. Mm. That's 60 years, everyone. And it's hard to see that now because cars are a way of life, okay, in the United States and in most of the world. It's ubiquitous. It's something we take for granted. But it took a long time for it to become what it was. Mm-hmm. And along the way, there's naysayers. You know, I'm never giving up my horse. What are you, crazy? That car will break down. My horse never breaks down. You know, all the arguments that you hear about new technology, that always comes out and all these kinds of things. So it's like, to your point, man. It's still early. It really still is early. And it feels a lot like it's accelerating every day. You know, it's faster than ever, all these things. In a way, yeah, but in a way, no. Because we're still humans and we still have to deal with it. And it takes us a while.
Well, and while, I think it's a perfect example and very well said by you with the car example, one thing that it stands out to me, cars, they grew, they changed a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Technology in those 25 years, within the first day, it had evolved. And then the next day, it evolved more and more. And we haven't really been able to keep up with the technology.
Exactly.
We were able to keep up with vehicles a little bit. Oh, what's this whole stick shift thing?
Right.
Oh, what's four-wheel drive? You know? We were able to adapt to some of that stuff because
windshield. Wow!
Right? Yeah. all those things. What's stopping?
Brakes. What brakes?
Technology. We haven't had a chance to even get our heads around it yet.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
No.
Email is still difficult for a lot of people, and it's completely understandable.
Right.
Like, you know, let alone 99% of the other things that had just happened as I was talking.
Say you've used email since it became a thing. Can you explain how it works?
Right.
Yeah. Can you explain how the internet works?
Now,
I'm serious. It's one of those. I mean, there's very few people that can actually explain how this stuff technically works. We just take it for granted that it works.
To that point, Seth, I had this happen maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago with a student trying to explain. They found out what I did for a living and everything. Okay. And we're talking radio. And and she's just sitting there kind of with a confused look on her face. And I know where this is going to go. And just, how does radio work?
Oh, no.
And talking about, and I'm sitting here talking to her, and I'm looking in the look on her face, and I might as well be talking magic. Yes. I might as well be telling her a spell or something as far as radio waves and the way this works.
Well, these waves out there, and if you get the right catcher for the waves, you can hear sound that's been broadcast way over there, right? And think about it. That's wild, isn't it?
It's wild. And then try to explain the internet. Yes. Like, you know? So
more complicated.
We still haven't wrapped our brains around radio, let alone the internet.
Of all things.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff going to be in our WFHR newsletter that will premiere tomorrow at noon. Melissa is hard at work at that right now, along with the rest of our staff. We appreciate it. The reason for the lateness of the newsletter, and not lately, is that she's working on an article right now that she wants to make sure is in this newest newsletter.
Yep.
Wants to get it right. We are not worried about being fast. We are worried about being accurate around
here.
That
is correct.
We appreciate that in our team.
Yes.
Because even if we are not the first to a story, nobody is going to cover it like we will.
No.
Nobody is going to cover it, especially from a Central Wisconsin angle, like we will.
Right.
We encourage you to sign up for that newsletter. Get on over there today. It just takes a second or two. And while you're there, quit being selfish. Share your family recipes. We are not getting enough recipes. I'm going to be honest. I want more. Now, we have some. We're very thankful and proud of the ones we've got. But I honestly, had we gotten 1,000 of these the first day we opened up this submission, I'd still be saying this. We want more. We're going to be putting together a WFHR cookbook to celebrate our 85th anniversary, bringing the cookbook back. We can't do it without y'all.
We need your recipes, everyone, for this one. So now let me put this out there. So if you're afraid, you know, you have a secret family recipe, okay, I get that one. All right. But you know more than one recipe.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff that you make that you enjoy. Just throw it in there. We want it. We don't just a recipe. Just give us a recipe. That's what we want. We want as many people to send something in.
Maybe if it's a family recipe, you tinker with one of the elements a little bit in there, and the ingredients or something. Or maybe you can share this and it's legendized. It's immortalized then.
Immortalized. See, now that's good. That's good. I like that.
It's a much better word than legendized, which I just made up apparently. Don't know what's wrong. I'm Dr. Seuss all of a sudden. Get over to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and of course, submit your cookbook recipes, everybody.
Fabulous.
We want this cookbook. We could fill this. We got a billion cooks and bakers and this team and everything. We want this to be a community thing. We want you guys a part of this.
100%.
We encourage you to get on over there and sign up for that and get that in there. And if that doesn't work for you, as Melissa has mentioned many times, you could stop by and drop off the recipe. We'll take a photocopy of it, or we'll take a picture of it with our phone. Whatever works for you, we're with you on this one. Get over to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter, and get us that recipe. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Oh, there we go. And are they all playing? Oh, no. Yes. Oh, I like that.
Giant mashup.
That's a rage right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Up.
Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, playing along with us throughout the show today. It's been a really fun one.
Yeah.
Seth and I are going to get out of here at the top of the hour. Nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you. Stick around for that, everybody. Yep. Good things on your radio dial. Tomorrow we'll be on 105.5 WIRI with Playmakers from 4 to 5.
Yep.
Thanks
Tune
to Quality. Thank you to Quality Plus Printing for sponsoring that hour. And we will, of course, after that, have some great football on the radio dial.
Ooh.
DC Everest at Lincoln High School. Mike, Randy, Seth, going to have that one for you. Pre-game kicks off at 6:50. If you go back and listen to last night's Playmakers, Michael did an amazing job previewing that game and some of the upcoming games. I encourage you to check those out, everybody.
Yeah, and I'm looking for their first win of the season coming up on Friday. I have to say they did a pretty darn good job against Rice Lake last Friday. They did a good showing, and hopefully that first win will be just around the corner.
I don't have my sheets. I'm trying to remember my rapid support guests. I know one of them is a good friend, Ben, from UW Extension, because I see him out there.
All right.
Ben and I are going to be hanging out in a little bit. We'll be talking today and going over some really cool, interesting topics, everybody. One of the things that we're going to get into with Ben today is the, where is that? I wanted to make sure I get this right. Yeah. Exciting news for families about support and children's education and some of that.
Cool.
We're going to get into some of those topics and have some fun with Ben, as we always do. And then we will be joined by our friends from the Southfield County YMCA.
Excellent.
Looking forward to hanging out with our friends from the Y.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that on the Rapid Support. Check out those interviews today at WFHR.com while you're over there signing up for the newsletter and getting us that recipe. Check out some old episodes.
Bookmark that website. You're going to come back.
Got great things going on in our community. Thursdays are busy around here, Seth.
Yeah, they still are.
Yeah. For a little bit longer with the Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market going on right now, everyone, till 1 o'clock today down on First Avenue South, right along the river there. They're going to be doing this every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1 until October 11th. So you still have plenty of time to head on down there, get all the great stuff that you find down there. Egg rolls, everyone. Egg rolls. Fantastic egg rolls. Now that Lunch by the River is wrapped up, man, so we're going to have to go to get your lunch. So head on down there right now and get some great produce and baked goods and egg rolls. Always good stuff.
Great music going on today in town as well. Mm-hmm. Every first and third Thursday of the month, you got Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor, one of our favorites. Join them for live music at 2651 A Street South right here in Rabbits. That's the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Get on over there. Check this out. Every first and third Thursday in the month from 2 to 4, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. Have a great show today, guys.
Yeah, we got some more live music tonight. The McMillan Concert Series continues with, first of all, their name is awesome. And then the description of their music is even better. Pony Folk is the name of the group that's going to be playing tonight. They're out of Minnesota, and they have two of the descriptions of their music. I love it. First, Dark Simon and Garfunkel. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the second one is Early Pink Floyd mixed with the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. Now, if that doesn't intrigue you,
yeah,
I don't know what will. Head on down to the Macmillan Library Fine Arts Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Pony Folk will be there for free, as always. The concert series is always free. And they're handing out buttons for each of the concerts that collect them. That's all, really cool. Everyone. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Support our library and the great work being done over there. Check them out. And if you get a chance, give them my business card, because I want them on Playhouse. I want them on Director's Playhouse.
What? Oh, Pony Folk. Yes.
Love to interview that band. Also wanted to remind everybody, Seth, about the book bin being out still.
Time is running out, everyone. Yes. You have until September 15th, just a week and a half from now, to get those books to the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South, just off of Goggin Street by the glass doors. We're getting the books are still being collected through September 15th for the book sale coming October 9th through the 11th. And just a reminder, you're not only getting rid of old books, you're also helping out mid-state students, because that's where the money goes for scholarships for them. So, but time is running out. You know, it's one of those things that I do all the time. I get like stuff ready to go and then I just leave it there.
Yes.
Because I forget it or whatever. It happens. It's like, so this is your reminder. Get the books to the book bin before this 15th.
Appreciate all of you who have already donated books, and certainly appreciate our friends over at the Moravian Church doing that, Seth. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Want to remind everybody as well that our good friends at Focus Neighborhood Meals have their meals going on today at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Meals are served 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at about 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors. Make sure to spread the word about this to all of our neighbors out there. Anybody who possibly could need these meals probably are not asking for them.
No.
We know our Midwesterners. We know how we are. We don't ask for help half the time that we need it.
Right.
So by spreading the word about this, you are almost, you know, you're easily increasing the chances of the people that need to know about this hearing that information.
Get to it, yep.
Spread the word about it. And if you want to find out more, you can reach out to them at 715-422-1980, 422-1980. Got a blood drive going on tomorrow. Their ears are burning over at McMillan.
Yes.
A blood drive happening tomorrow at McMillan, at the Southfield County YMCA.
Okay.
That's why their ears are burning, because they're coming in.
They're coming in.
10 to 3 tomorrow over at the Southfield County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue. Get on over there if you can donate. We greatly appreciate you doing 100%. That, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All you heroes out there who have already donated, we appreciate you.
And thank you.
Great opportunity to find out more about the Y.
Yeah, absolutely.
The great people over at Historic Point Boss have their harvest fair going on this Saturday from 10 to 4. You check it out. Find out more. Check out the demonstrations, apple juice pressing, sauerkraut making. They got a foraging class for beginners you can sign up for as well.
Cool.
Get on over to historicpointboss.com and find out more about that awesome event. Be sure to be ready for it. And we had our monthly veterans update with Tom Heiser. Wanted to remind everybody that West Grand Avenue, IGA, Quality Foods, they are going to be having the Vietnam Veterans of America's last brat fry of the season.
All right.
Veterans will be there this Saturday, September 6th, from 10 to 2, serving up the best brats and hot dogs in the state.
Awesome.
There is not a better brat you can get than one from a vet.
That's right. Absolutely.
And bring your appetite. But even if you ain't hungry and you can't, you know, maybe you can't afford a brat, you can make a say hello.
You can say hi. You can give them a thank you. You can chat a little bit, because, I mean, you know veterans, right? They like to talk about
stuff.
I mean, come on.
Get on over there.
My dad, I mean, geez.
Have a great conversation with a vet.
That's right.
And thank them and appreciate them and get a brat. You're not going to find a better brat. You're not.
And brat season's coming to an end. I mean, we need to fill up before the for winter comes. Yeah.
That's a good point, man. It's a good point. Again, a reminder that our WFHR newsletter will be released tomorrow at noon. Be on the lookout for that in your email box. Get on over there and sign up at WFHR.com and get us those recipes while you're at it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to touch on some good stories from around the world.
The world.
A woman in Northern England named Julia Williams is selling her house, and it's in the news because it's got a ball pit for adults.
What?
I want this house. I've never thought about living in anywhere other than America.
Okay.
And this is the first time in my life I've actually thought about living out of the country. And it's not for the ocean or for some great landmark.
Nope.
It's because a home has a ball pit. Doesn't
even
have
a, it's not even a pool. It's like,
yeah. If I had to choose between a pool and a ball pit, please, that's one of the easiest decisions of my life.
Oh, boy.
I need help. She added it as a birthday gift to herself. It's outside one of the bedrooms. She and her friends like to hang out in there and sip champagne.
That's the adult part, is it? Yes, drinky with it, yeah.
She said whoever buys the place will probably get rid of the ball pit, but if they have kids, maybe not.
Maybe they'll keep it, yeah.
The rest of the house is quite lovely as well. It's a really nice home. It looks really great. It is also very expensive.
I'm sure.
Not something a radio DJ is going to be able to afford.
Especially a foreigner, for that matter, right?
And a five-year-old boy in Florida recently ran away from home to go get breakfast at a Chick-fil-A. Jacksonville police shared the chest cam footage on social media this week. The house was just down the street. He was worried the cops were there to arrest him, but they promised he wasn't going to jail. His parents were shocked when cops brought him home at 7:15 a.m.
He really wanted his Chick-fil-A, I guess.
But good on those officers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a great day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.